G5, where Sunday is Monday. If you were an astronaut on Mars and were asked, at a particular moment, what time it was on Earth, you would have a hard time choosing your answer. Since there are 24 time zones on the Earth, it is actually 24 different times at the same instant. A century ago, each locality set its own time by the sun, but as communication increased, people felt the need for a more systematic plan. In 1878, a Canadian named Fleming suggested designating 24 time zones and having time change by 1 hour in passing from one zone to the next. These time zones are related to imaginary lines called meridians, which measure the Earth's longitude. The meridian passing through Greenwich, England, has been designated the prime meridian. Time all over the world is calculated in reference to this initial line. As travelers circle the Earth, they must change their watches at every time zone, 24 times in all. Exactly on the opposite side of the world from the Greenwich prime meridian is the international date line. If you reach this imaginary line on Sunday as you sail toward Asia from the United States, the day changes to Monday as you cross it. If you cross the international date line coming the other way, Monday becomes Sunday.